They just call it a regular toad around here, the one that's brownish.
Yeah, that's all. We only have one kind that I know of.
They don't talk about hop toads or tree toads or toad frogs.
No. I've heard of some of those, but we've never...
Man goes fishing. He better go in the backyard and dig for some...
worms.
Worms.
Do you have any different names for worms?
Oh, no. Angleworms.
And red worms.
We just call them fish worms.
And then there is the big one.
The big one is...
Yeah, about leparts.
You call that a night crawler?
Night crawler.
Or a dew worm?
Night crawler.
Night crawler. You ever, the large winged insect that stays around the swamps, they call that a...
Mosquito?
Or bigger than mosquitoes.
Oh.
No, it's
a... Around the swamp.
Call it a snake feeder?
Oh, I've heard
call
those too.
Dragon?
Dragonfly.
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 And there's a saying that you should eat a certain seafood in months with an R in it. What's the
oysters.
And you open the closet and you see a hole in something with wool on it, you might suspect that there are...
Moths.
And the insect that lights up out on the lawn?
Firefly.
Lightning bugs, the children used to call them.
You know the difference between a wasp and a hornet?
I don't know the difference, but I know there is one.
No, I don't know.
There is a difference, but I don't know what the difference is.
Okay. Another kind of bait you might use would be a little fish around the shore, a little teeny fish.
Minnows.
And what do you call the things that hang down every spring? Before you do spring cleaning, there are little things hanging down from the ceiling.
Cobwebs.
Do spiders make them?
I think it's dust. You don't always see spiders around, do
no.
you? I think it's just dust that sort of accumulates some way. I don't know how.
Spiders make a regular...
Web.
Is it the, do you call it the same thing if you see one in the house as opposed to one out in the field?
Oh. Well, cobwebs. A spider web would be a spider web, wouldn't it?
We call them cobwebs, I think.
Well, but he meant a regular spider just makes a web. Mm-hmm. Would he make it different out in the field than he would in the house?
Would you have a different word for it if you saw one out in the tree, let's say outside, as opposed to one in the corner inside?
Oh, well, I wouldn't know.
Probably the same. Spider web either way.
No, spider web's what I was...
Well, I've heard the term cobweb. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the difference is.
And a kind of a tree that begins like this,
sycamore.
Sycamore.
And a kind of tree that would be nice to have around on Washington's birthday if it had fruit on it would be?
Cherry
tree.
And the stuff that has three leaves, it grows in the woods and makes your legs itch if you come near it. Shiny green
poison
leaves.
Poison ivy. There's poison oak too.
That's around here also?
Yeah, I've heard people have that.
Sometimes along the road.
I had an attack of it once in California and I was awfully sick.
What's poison oak, is that?
Mm-hmm. That's what the doctor called it.
There's another kind of...
It took me a long time to get over it.
Another kind of a bush that grows about 6 to 8 feet high. It has a beautiful red velvety cone on in the fall.
Sumac?
Sumac.
And kind of berries that you might put on fruit would be, you might put some berries on fruit, I mean on ice cream.
Strawberries?
Strawberries.
Or
cherries.
Or black or red.
Raspberries.
And if you ate some berries and they made you ill, you might say the berries must be
poison berries.
Or poison, it might be, the berries must be
poison.
I just wanted to get
the word.
Yeah. You ate the berries, it made you sick. I just want to get your version.
I don't know what they'd be. Poison?
Poison berries.
The place where they grow trees, or what kind of trees do they get maple syrup from?
Maple trees.
Would you say it's a hard or soft or sugar?
I think it's soft maple.
Soft maple, I would think. I don't really know, but that's what I think.
Sugar?